லலிதா சகசரநாமா 145. Nirvihara. She never undergoes alteration. Devi is the beginning and she is the end. Who can look at her and say she changes? She is a concept of change. Like all of us, Brahma tried his best to find out more about Devi and he ended up in total surrender. Let us see what he has to say in Devi Bhagavatam about Devi. Brahma said, O Devi, I have come to understand on the authority of all the words of the Vedas that thou art the only one, the cause of this universal Brahmanda. The more so when thou hast brought the best Purusha Vishnu, endowed with discrimination above all beings, under the control of sleep, then the above remark is self-evident. O thou, the player in the minds of all beings, O mother, I am extremely ignorant of the knowledge of thy nature. The Sankhya philosophers say that the Purusha is the pure conscious being and that thou art the Prakriti without any consciousness, material, inert, theatrics of the universe. But O mother, art thou really inert like that? Never like that. Had it been like that, O Bhavani, thou, being beyond the gunas, art displaying like a dramatic performance these various dramatic plays by the conjunction with the three gunas. It is thy three qualities, sattva, raja and tamas, that the munis meditate every day in the morning, midday and evening, the three santhyas, and no one is aware of thy ways of doings. O Devi, thou art the nature of the judgment and understanding, giving us to knowledge of all the beings in the universe. Thou art always the Shri, giving pleasures to the Devas. O Mother, thou art reigning in all as Kriti, Mati, Driti, Kanti, Shraddha and Rati. O Mother, now I am put to great difficulties and therefore I have got eyewitness of thy nature. There is no need for further reasoning and discussing about it. I have now known that verily, verily thou art the only mother of all the worlds. O Devi, now when it is evident that all the worlds, etc., have come from thee, then the Vedas have also come from thee. What doubt can there be? So the Vedas too do not know fully of thy nature. For the effect can never know its cause. So, it's very true that thou art incomprehensible of the Vedas. O mother, when I, Hari, Hara, and the other Devas, and my son Narada, and the other Munis have not been able to realize thy nature fully, then who else can be so intelligent in this world that will realize all thy nature? So, thy glory is beyond all speech of all beings. O Devi, if, in the place of sacrifice, the ritualistic, the knowers of the Vedas, do not utter thy name Swaha, then the Devas, participators of the offerings in Yajna, do not get their share. However, hundreds of oblations be offered. So thou art also the giver of sustenance allowances to the Devas. O Bhagavati, in previous kalpas, thou hast saved me terrified from the fear of the Danavas. O Devi Varade, now, too, I am terrified at the sight of the terrible forms of Madhu and Kaitaba, and take thy refuge. O Devi, those that do not know thy extraordinary powers, those stupid ones meditate, hari, hara, etc. But O Mother, be thy grace, I realize today, as I witness, that Vishnu, even as today lying unconscious in deep sleep, totally senseless of anything outside, by thy force. O Bhagavati, O Devi, verily, those are blessed who worship thy lotus feet with their whole heart full of devotion and without any hope of getting rewards, abandoning the worship of the other devas and knowing thee as the theatrix of the whole world and the giver of all desires. Alas, now the intelligence, beauty, fame, and all good qualities have forsaken Hari and fled away to some unknown quarters. O Bhagavati, thou art really adorable in the three worlds, for O Mother, thou art the Shakti of all this universe and endowed with all proudness and energy. All other things are thy creation. As a dramatic player, thou one plays in the theater, assuming many forms, so thou too, being one, play always in this charming theater of the world created by their gunas, in various forms. In this whole universe, whoever he may be, all are incapable of any action if he be deprived of his force. What more than this? If Shiva be deprived of Kula Kundalini Shakti, he becomes a lifeless corpse. O great aesthetic rishis, she is present everywhere, thus in everything in this universe, from the highest Brahma to the lowest blade of grass, all moving and non-moving things. Verily, everything becomes quiet and inert if deprived of force. Whether in conquering one's enemies, or in going from one place to another, or in eating, one finds oneself quite incapable if deprived of force. Thus, the omnipresent Shakti, the wise call by the name of Brahma. Those who are verily intelligent should always worship her in various ways and determine thoroughly the reality of her by every means. In Vishnu, there is a Satviki Shakti. Then he can preserve. Otherwise, he is quite useless. So in Brahma, there is Rajasya Shakti. And he creates. Otherwise, he is quite useless. In Shiva, there is Tamasya Shakti. And he destroys. Else, he is quite useless. Thus, arguing again and again in one's mind, everyone should come to know that the highest Adiya Shakti, by her mere will, creates and preserves this universe, and she it is who destroys again in time the whole Brahmanda, moving and non-moving. No one is capable to do this respect to work, be he Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, Indra, fire, sun, Varuna, or any other person whatsoever. Verily, all the devas perform the respective actions by the use of this Adi Shakti. That she alone is present in cause and effect and is doing every action. And be witnessed vividly. The intelligent ones call that Shakti twofold. One is Saguna, and the other is Nirguna. The people attached to the senses and the objects worship the Saguna aspect, and those who are not so attached worship the Nirguna aspect. That conscious desire and the Shakti is the lady of the fourfold aims of life: religion, wealth, desires, and liberation. When she is worshipped according to due rules, she awards all sorts of desires. The worldly persons, charmed by the maya of this world, do not know her at all. Some persons know a little and charm others, whereas some stupid and dull dead pundits, impelled by Kali, start sects of heretics, pasandas for the sustenance of their own bellies. In no other yugas were found acts as prevalent in this Kali Yuga. Based on various different opinions and altogether beyond the pale of the Vedic injunctions, behold again, if Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara be the same supreme deities, then why do these three devas meditate on another one beyond speech, beyond mind, and practice for years hard austerities, and why do they perform yajnas for their success in the creation, preservation and destruction? They know verily, and therefore they meditate her always in their minds. Therefore, the wise man, knowing this firmly, should serve in every way the highest Shakti. This is a settled conclusion of all the Shastras. I have heard of this great hidden secret from Bhagavan Krishna, Dvavipyam. Sri Bhagavan said, "Salutation to the Devi Prakriti, the Seatrix. I bow down again and again to thee. Thou art all auspicious and grants the desire of thy devotees. Thou art of the nature of Siddhi and Vriddhi. I bow down again and again to thee. I bow down to the whole Mother, who is the nature of the everlasting existence, intelligence and bliss. O Devi, thou createst, preservest and destroyest of this universe. Thou do the pralaya and shower favours to the created beings. Thus, thou art the authoress of the above fivefold things that are to be done. So, O Bhuvaneshwari, I bow down to thee. Thou art the great, efficient and material cause of the changeful. Thou art the unchangeable, immovable consciousness. Thou art the half-letter, Artha Mantra, Hrileka. Thou art the Supreme Soul and the individual soul. Salutations again and again to thee. O Mother, I now realize fully well that this whole universe rests on thee. It rises from thee and again melts away in thee. The creation of this universe shrews thy infinite force. Verily, thou art become thyself all these lokas. During the time of creation, thou creest the two formless elements, Akasha and Vayu, and the three elements with a form, fire, water and earth. Then, with these thou create the whole universe and shows this to the enjoyer Purusha, who is of the nature of consciousness, for his satisfaction. Thou again does become the material cause of the 23 tattvas, mahat, etc., as enumerated in the Sankhya system, and appeared to us like a mirage. O Mother, were it for thee, no object would be visible. Thou pervades the whole universe. It is for this reason that those persons that are wise declare that even the highest Purusha can do no work without thy aid. O Devi, thou creates and art giving satisfaction to the whole universe by thy power. Again, at the time of pralaya, thou swallows forcibly all these that are seen. So, O Devi, who can fathom thy powers? O Mother, thou didst save us from the hands of Madhu and Kaitaba. Then thou have brought us to this Mani Dvipa and showed us thy own form. All the extended regions and immense powers are given us exquisite delight and joy. This is the highest place of happiness. O Mother, when I myself Shankara and Brahma, or any one of us is unable to fathom thy inconceivable glory, who else can then ascertain? O Bhavani, who knows how many more than the several regions that we saw reflected in thy nails of thy feet exist in thy creation? O One, endowed with infinitely great powers, O Devi, we saw another Vishnu, another Hara, another Brahma, all of great celebrity in the universe, exhibited by thee. Who knows how many of such Brahmas, etc., exist in thy other universe? Thy glory is infinite. O Mother, I bow down again and again to thy lotus feet and pray to thee that may thy this form exist always in my mind. May my mouth always utter thy name, and may my two eyes see always thy lotus feet. O revered one, may I remember thee as my goddess, and may thou constantly look on myself as thy humble servant. O Mother, what more shall I say than this? May this relation as mother and son always exist between thee and me. O World Mother, there is nothing in this world that is not known to thee, for thou art omniscient. So, O Bhavani, what more shall my humble self declare to thee? Now do whatever thou desire. O Devi, the rumor goes that Brahma is the creator, Vishnu is the preserver, and Maheshwara is the destroyer. Is this true? O Eternal One, it is through thy willpower, through thy force, that we create, preserve, and destroy. O daughter of the Himalayan mountain, the earth is supporting this universe. It is thy endless might that is holding all this made of five elements. O grantress of boons, it is through thy power and lustre that the sun is lustrous and becomes visible. Though thou art the attributeless self, yet by thy mayic power thou appears in the form of Prapancha universe. When Brahma, Maheshwara and myself take birth by thy power and are not eternal, what more can be said of Indra and other devas than this, that they are more mere temporary things that are created? It is only thou art eternal, ancient Prakriti and the mother of this universe. O Bhavani, now I realize from my remaining with thee that it is thou that do impart out of mercy the Brahma Vidya to the ancient Purusha, and thus he can realize his eternal nature. Otherwise, he will remain always under delusion that he is the Lord. He is the Purusha without beginning, that he is good and the universal soul, and thus suffer under various forms of egoism. Thou art the Vidya of the intelligent persons and the Shakti of the beings endowed with force. Thou art Kirti, Kanti, Kamala and the spotless Tusti. Among men, thou art the dispassion leading to Mukti. Thou art the Gayatri, the mother of the Vedas, and thou art Swaha, Swada, etc. Thou art the Bhagavati of the nature of the three gunas. Thou art the half mantra, the fourth state transcending the gunas. It is thou that give always the shastras for the preservation of the devas and the brahmanas. It is thou that has expanded and manifested this whole phenomenon of the visible universe for the liberation of the embodied souls. The parts of the pure holy Brahman, the full, the beginningless, the deadless, forming the waves of infinite expanse of the ocean. When the jiva comes to know internally and becomes thoroughly conscious that all this is thy work, thou creates, thou destroys, that all this is thy mic pastime, falls like the parts of a actor in a theoretical play. Then, and then only, he distances for ever from his part in this theatre of the world. O mother, O destroyer of the great difficulties, I always take refuge unto thee. Thou do save me from this ocean of samsara, full of moha. Let thou be thy savior when my end will come from these infinitely troublesome and unreal pains arising from love and hatred. Obeisance to thee. O Devi, O Mahavidya, I fall prostrate at thy feet. O thou, the giver of all desires, O auspicious one, thou do give the knowledge that is all light to me. Such is her glory. What more can be said about her when we have heard what is required from Bhagavan himself? Danam tarum, கல்வி தரும், ஒரு நாளும் தளர்வடியா மனம் தரும், தெய்வ வடிவம் தரும், நெஞ்சில் வஞ்சமில்லா இனம் தரும், நல்லெண்ண எல்லாம் தரும், அன்பார் என்பர்க்கே கணம் தரும், பூங்குழலால் அபிராமி கடைக்கண்களே. Riches great, they will get. Knowledge fine, they will get. A mind that never tries, they will get. Godly beauty, they will get. Friends who do not deceive, they will get. And all this and more they will get from the incense-filled flower-haired Abhirami, slanting sight from her beautiful eyes. You do get everything in this world. Sarve Janam Shukino Bhavantu.